Immortality. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. How big was Michael Jackson? How many performers are there whose death could slow down the internet? This is not how he wanted it to end. He was 3 weeks away from opening sold-out shows in London that would pull him out of debt and make people forget about the strangeness of the Neverland years. But it's one of the harsher rules of immortality that sometimes you have to die suddenly and mysteriously to achieve it. By every material measure, Michael Jackson had it all. Even as deeply in debt as he was renting a French chateau with 7 bedrooms, 13 bathrooms, 12 fireplaces, and a theater when he died. And yet his attempt to create the one thing he couldn't buy, a childhood, backfired spectacularly. And the news coverage clearly got to him. Tabloid Junkie began with a mock news report.
In the news today, from the strange and weird fact file, singer Michael Jackson sleeps in an oxygen chamber. The singer says...
Just because you read it in a magazine or see it on a TV screen, don't make it factual.
They say he's homosexual.
You spend half your life becoming famous and the other half hiding from the consequences. I hope he found some happiness because he was a remarkable and courageous performer, and now officially immortal. And I think his life also serves as a reminder to the rest of us that being completely ordinary might not be so bad either. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.